Aircheckdownloads.com.
A desperate hissing of air. Crowded house and fall at your feet. It's 19 minutes to 10 now. We've got our headline hunt today. New reader start here. We do this every day. We take a news story, and all you have to do is supply a headline for the news story. If you're the best, you win a copy of our album of the week. Now, the album of the week this week is the New Soul album. I mean, it's a new album, and it's got soul on it. But not everybody's new, if you see what I mean. A lot of them are. People like the Brand New Heavies and Eternal and All Saints, a lot of 90s acts. But Marvin Gaye and Sexual Healing is there as well. We'll play a bit of Shola Amma in a minute from it, but you can win that album. If you give me a headline for this, it's a story about a couple of bird watchers. One's called Sophia Haddy. Should be a fish expert with a name like that, but no. Sophia Haddy, she went on a 200-mile round trip to trace a rare bird, her friend Elaine Jinx. Miss Jinx, as opposed to Mr. They're both 21 years old, by the way. She'd heard a strange call somewhere round about Washington and Tyne and Weir. A bird call. So she called up her friend Sophia, and the pair of them went off to look for this rara avis, the rare bird. It was close to the Asda supermarket, and they could hear this strange bird song, and they could only really hear it when the loading bay doors were opened at the supermarket. So, in the end, they asked the manager where the noise was coming from, and rather than it being a rare bird, it was the forklift trucks in the loading bay reversing. It was not a bird call at all, it was a reversing alarm on the forklift trucks. Apparently, they changed the truck's reversing alert from a beep to a tweet after complaints from neighbours, and some people say it does sound a little bit like a bird song. But if you ask me, says the regional distribution centre general manager, it sounds like a demented sparrow on drugs. Not that we know anything about that round here, of course. So if you can give me a headline for the two twitchers, Sophia Haddy and Elaine Jinx, who heard the rare bird travel to Washington, Tyne and Weir to find it, only to discover it was a reversing forklift truck. Give me the headline of your choice on 0171 765 0816 or ken.bruce@bbc.co.uk. The prize, the album on which this features. Shola Amma, You Might Need Somebody, from the New Soul album. 36 classically modern tracks, it says, spanning a new era in soul. Couldn't have written it better myself. We'll play a track from that every day this week. You can win a copy by taking part in the headline hunt. 0171 765 0816 for faxes. ken.bruce@bbc.co.uk.
Radio 2's Beatles Weekend continues.
I Feel Fine, another Beatles single, in about half an hour, perhaps even less, around about 10:15. Well, I'd say about 10:10. 20 minutes. That's all you have to wait. Beatles tracks all day today here on Radio 2. Peter Pettit. Stop it, Peter, because we don't all like it. Why is it your name is not on the Radio 2 website with all the others? Ooh, I may not hear. Well, nobody told. Am I?
Number one was when you knocked on my door.
Cloud number nine from Brian Adams. Peter Pettit, again. Why, this business about the website, the consensus of opinion around here is that, yes, you're just not looking in the right place. I am on the Radio 2 website, but you're not looking in the right bit. There's probably a bit headed people we still employ, but we don't like to make too much noise about. If there's one of those, you'll find me under that. But I'm afraid I'll still be around for a while because I've blackmailed various places in the BBC to make sure that I'm going to be around until I'm an elderly gentleman. So at least a week. Chris Tremaine of Walthamstow says, I've just returned from one of my, oh, so you still remember where we live, visits to my dear sainted mother. So I've been commanded to send you an email asking if you'd play a record for her. She's shortly to enter a sort of Jimmy Youngish age, and I'd not realised she'd degenerated as fast to listen to your programme from start to finish every day. She even enjoys it, but I imagine that it can all be blamed on the strain of looking after my stepfather, who's not in the best of health these days. He's already survived several decades with the old girl, so he must have the constitution of an ox, and hopefully he'll soon start to feel better as well. Mother's nursing, you see. Amazing stimulus towards self-sufficiency. So dedicate something slushy for Janet and Frank Hopkinson. The old Hopkinsons. Hoppy! No, stop it, please. Be back in bed in a minute. They're in Warwick. From myself, Chris, and the rest of the family. Tell them I love them lots and think of them very much more often than I get to see them. Which is still not that often, really, when all is taken into consideration. Oh, so you think about us. You don't do much about it, do you? Can't win. We'll have the news for you in about, 3.5 minutes. After Phil Collins, it's Two Hearts. The old double bypass from Phil Collins. Two Hearts, coming shortly. Earth, Wind and Fire and Boogie Wonderland. We have the Mavericks dancing the night away. More from the Beatles. We'll also have a Beatles pop master. Questions about the Fab Four. We'll be saying sorry as well. I don't know how you can take it all. On 88 to 91 FM, Radio 2 from the BBC.
News time now at 10. This is John Marsh.
Aircheckdownloads.com.